Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Rackspace Technology, ticker symbol RXT, a player in the hybrid cloud and AI solution space. If you're curious about whether this stock could be a hidden gem or a risky bet for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and more. Let's get started. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's get a quick overview of what Rackspace Technology is all about. If you're not familiar with them, Rackspace is a company that's been around since 1998, based out of San Antonio, Texas. They've carved out a niche in providing end-to-end hybrid cloud and AI technology solutions. Think of them as a partner for businesses looking to manage complex multi-cloud environments, offering services across public and private clouds, as well as apps and security solutions. With over 5,000 employees worldwide, they're not a small player, but they've had their share of ups and downs, especially in recent years. So let's dig into what makes this company tick and whether it's worth your investment dollars. Diving into Rackspace Technology's background, they operate in the software infrastructure industry within the broader technology sector. Their business model revolves around helping companies navigate the increasingly complex world of cloud computing. They break their services into key segments like multi-cloud services, apps and cross-platform, and OpenStack public cloud. Essentially, they're a one-stop shop for businesses wanting to optimize their IT infrastructure across different cloud platforms, whether it's AWS, Microsoft Azure, or Google Cloud. Founded over two decades ago, they've built a reputation for expertise in managed cloud services, but they've faced challenges adapting to the fast-evolving tech landscape. Currently led by CEO Gajan Kandia, Rackspace is working on a turnaround strategy to regain its footing. Let's see how that's playing out in their financials. Now, let's talk revenue. Looking at their full year 2024 numbers, Rackspace pulled in about $2.74 billion in revenue, which is down from $2.96 billion in 2023. That's a noticeable decline, and it's part of a broader trend of shrinking top-line growth over the past few years. Back in 2022, revenue was even higher at $3.12 billion, so we're seeing a consistent drop here. Breaking it down by segment based on 2022 data, their multi-cloud services segment is the big driver, accounting for about $2.57 billion, or roughly 82% of total revenue. The apps and cross-platform segment contributed $397 million, and the smaller OpenStack public cloud segment brought in $150 million. Geographically, the Americas dominate their revenue stream with $2.34 billion, and within that, the United States alone accounts for $2.21 billion. EMEA and Asia Pacific trail behind with $627 million and $154 million, respectively. What this tells me is that Rackspace is heavily reliant on the U.S. market, which could be a risk if economic conditions tighten there. Overall, the declining revenue trend raises some red flags about their ability to grow in a competitive cloud services market. Moving on to earnings, let's unpack Rackspace's performance in their most recent quarters. For the full year 2024, they reported a net loss of $858 million, which translates to an earnings per share of -$0.382. Compare that to 2023, where they lost $838 million, or -$0.0389 per share, and you can see they're still deep in the red. This isn't a new story. 2022 also showed a loss of $805 million. If we go back further to 2021, the loss was smaller at $218 million, but still, profitability remains elusive. A bright spot from their Q1 2024 results is that they managed GAAP revenue of $691 million, which was in line with expectations at the time. But the bottom line is, they're struggling with consistent losses, and operating income for 2024 was a staggering negative $909 million. This suggests high operating costs and possibly inefficiencies that need to be addressed. Investors looking for profitability might need to be patient here. Let's take a closer look at some insights from their Q1 2024 earnings call. Management highlighted that while revenue came in at $691 million, they're focusing on a turnaround strategy to drive long-term growth. They emphasized efforts to streamline operations and improve margins, particularly in their core multi-cloud services segment. There's also a push towards expanding AI-driven solutions, which could be a growth catalyst if executed well. However, they acknowledged ongoing market challenges, including intense competition in the cloud space. The tone was cautiously optimistic, with a clear focus on stabilizing the business before chasing aggressive growth. For investors, this suggests Rackspace knows the issues but isn't promising quick fixes. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of Rackspace's financial statements. On the balance sheet for 2024, they're sitting on $144 million in cash and cash equivalents, which is down from $197 million in 2023. Total assets stand at $3.5 billion, a significant drop from $4.1 billion the prior year, which might indicate asset sales or write-downs. Total liabilities are high at $4.6 billion, leading to a negative shareholders' equity of $1 billion. That's a worrying sign. Essentially, the company owes more than it's worth on paper. Their debt-to-equity ratio is a concerning negative 2.76, showing heavy leverage. Looking at cash flow, they generated $39 million from operating activities in 2024, which is positive but down from $375 million in 2023. Free cash flow, however, was negative $71 million, reflecting ongoing capital expenditures. Key metrics like a net profit margin of negative 9.3% and a return on equity of 22.7%, which sounds good but is skewed by negative equity, paint a picture of a company under financial strain. They've got some liquidity with a quick ratio of 0.71, but it's not exactly a comfortable buffer. This financial profile screams caution for risk-averse investors. Now let's talk valuation. Rackspace's current market cap is around $241 million, with a stock price hovering near 99 cents as of the latest data. Their price-to-sales ratio is a low 0.15, which suggests the stock is trading at a discount relative to revenue. However, the price-to-earnings ratio is negative at minus 1.62 due to ongoing losses, so traditional PE analysis doesn't help much here. Enterprise value stands at $3.59 billion, factoring in their significant debt load. Looking at forward PE estimates, for 2027, analysts peg an average forward PE of around 9.93, with a high of 10.64, which could imply the market expects a turnaround in profitability down the line. But with current losses and high debt, I'd take those projections with a grain of salt. At this price, Rackspace might look like a bargain, but the financial risks could outweigh the potential upside for now. Let's break down Rackspace technology through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, they've got a solid foothold in the multi-cloud services market, with stable revenue from their core segment, $691 million in Q1 2024 alone. Their expertise in managed cloud solutions and partnerships with major platforms like AWS and Azure give them credibility. On the weaknesses side, persistent net losses, $858 million in 2024, and a heavy debt burden with negative equity are glaring issues. Their declining revenue trend also signals they're losing ground to competitors. For opportunities, the growing demand for hybrid cloud and AI solutions could be a massive tailwind if they position themselves right. Their focus on sustainability and recent awards like the UK Armed Forces Covenant Silver Award could boost their brand. But threats loom large. Intense competition from giants like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google in the cloud space could squeeze margins further. Plus, economic slowdowns in key markets like the US could hurt demand. Overall, Rackspace has potential but faces steep challenges to execute a successful turnaround. Taking a look at Rackspace's recent stock performance, it's been a wild ride. Over the past week, the stock is up an impressive 50%, and over the last month, it's surged by nearly 85%. That's some serious short-term momentum. Over 3 months, it's gained 66%, and 6 months show a 47% increase. However, zoom out to the one-year mark, and it's down 42%, with a brutal 92% decline over 5 years. This tells me the stock is highly volatile, likely driven by speculative trading or short-term catalysts rather than fundamentals. Compared to the broader software infrastructure industry, which is down 17% over the past year, Rackspace's long-term underperformance stands out, though its recent gains outpaced the industry's flat 0.14% weekly performance. For traders, there might be short-term opportunities, but long-term investors should be wary of this downward trend. Technically, the chart shows potential for more upside if momentum holds, but I'd watch for resistance levels given the stock's history of sharp pullbacks. So, what's the bottom line on Rackspace Technology? Honestly, this is a tough one. On one hand, they've got a strong foundation in the growing cloud services market, and their recent stock price momentum might tempt some traders. Their focus on AI and hybrid cloud solutions could be a game changer if they execute well. On the other hand, the financials are a mess: consistent losses, declining revenue, and a balance sheet loaded with debt. For long-term investors, the risks seem to outweigh the rewards right now. If you're a risk taker, maybe keep an eye on them for signs of a real turnaround, but I'd personally wait for more consistent profitability before jumping in. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on RXT? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.